Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live, monthly show called The Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Aaron Gilley in December of 2013. The night's theme was, The Kids Are All Right.
So my story takes place in almost the exact opposite location of the last story. I grew up in East Tennessee, and it was a very rural place where I grew up. Not rural enough that you wouldn't get lost there, but it was rural enough where you still wouldn't want to drive there, is the best way to describe it. And so the title of this story is called Adventures in Babysitting, the Rural Edition, or, as I've grown to know the story, the Smurf Pool Incident. So, from the ages of 4 to 7, mostly in the summers and during some school breaks, we had a live-in babysitter. Her name was Cheyenne. And Cheyenne was our babysitter, not necessarily because we needed to be babysit. My mom literally worked next door to our house, and my grandma lived on the other side, so we didn't need the babysitting. But Cheyenne's family was in a very bad situation with drugs, alcohol, violence, and poverty. And as a family friend, my parents decided to let Cheyenne stay at our house. And she would take care of us, free lodging. She was 17 at the time. And she would take care of us while my mom was working at the post office next door. So my brother and I, who's exactly a year and 8 days younger than I am, would hang out with Cheyenne all day long. Cheyenne is a great person, but her child care skills are just a couple steps above maybe like Lindsay Lohan's. Think of like when Britney Spears had the kid and like maybe she dropped one, I think maybe. So that's how Cheyenne's childcare skills were. So you know that as her babysittee, whatever the term is, you would get cookies whenever you asked. Endless supply of cookies. That exists if Cheyenne lives in your house. Anytime you wanted to go outside and throw things or set things on fire, Cheyenne was the best babysitter for that. The time my brother and I flew down the stairs in a shopping cart that she had gotten for us. Yeah, that was all Cheyenne. Yeah. We subsequently crashed into the door. It didn't hurt the door, but it hurt us somewhat badly. So in that regard, the kids were not all right. But she was always doing things like that, taking us to like abandoned barns and letting us play around. But the thing I always remember most about Cheyenne as our babysitter is the infamous Smurf Pool incident. So being a rural middle-class family, we were probably more low-class, but you know, in our community, you know, it class is skewed. The kiddie pools were huge. I mean, not as in large, as they were popular. They were huge in terms of frequency. So everyone loved kiddie pools. And, you know, you'd soak in them. You might get some ironic water wings that you didn't need because you weren't going to drown. And we would fill this up. And so that was easy. We had several faucets outside. And so we'd fill this up. Cheyenne had the great idea. You know what is also fun and has water in it? A creek. And guess what? We had a giant one conveniently located right behind my parents' house, known as Horse Creek. Quick history lesson of East Tennessee. Horse Creek is named because the waterfalls that run right by Horse Creek took some horses over the falls and killed them in the 1800s, and it's called Horse Creek. That's the how voluminous this creek is. And so Cheyenne, in her infinite childcare wisdom, decided to take us into Horse Creek in the Smurf Pool. And so, yeah. So, oh, it gets better. So where I live at, so there's Giant Creek. It's family-owned property on both sides, or family friends. And so she drained the Smurf pool, dragged it with our little 6 and 5 year old hands helping her, and we took the Smurf pool to Horse Creek, and put it in one of the more shallow parts, and she let it fill up with water and said, "Aaron, Adam, get in." So we took off, and if you go there now, there's actually an old barbed wire fence that covers the part where it drops. But when I lived there, that didn't exist. And so we get in the Smurf pool, and what seemed to us like miles upon miles, like the Amazon or the Nile, we ended up going at maybe 1,000 feet. Not much, a fifth of a mile less than that. But that was the most fun ever. Because it dips, there's rocks, there's little tiny whirlpools where the water comes together when little mini creeks join it. And then there's like the big drop off where the barbed wire is now into a pool that we used to call it like a mini whirlpool. It wasn't a real whirlpool. It would just kind of spin around until someone just pushed off the side of the creek. And so here we are like screaming and giggling and laughing. And I'll better put the microphone away from my mouth when I say this. All of a sudden I hear, Cheyenne! Mom had gotten off of work, which is very convenient because it was behind our house. And so apparently Cheyenne wasn't supposed to take two elementary school age children into a snake infested creek in a Smurf kiddie pool. What I later learned in life is that there are water moccasins in that creek, also known as cottonmouths if you're from the South. There are copperhead snakes, also known as big fucking copperhead snakes in the South if you're from there. And snapping turtles, one which bit off the tail of my uncle's dog. That's a different story. But those are the kinds of things you would find in Horse Creek. And I'll never forget the look on Cheyenne's face when she was getting fussed at by my mom. My mom's like, we don't let you stay here to fill up Smurf pools and put our kids near snakes. Well, she didn't say it that eloquently. But the look on Cheyenne's face was like she got that was a bad idea. Like, she's not that bad of a caretaker. She knew that was risky. That wasn't like homeostasis for her, not to endanger kids' lives. But, because I say this now, like 20-some years later, and having gone to school and studied psychology at the graduate level and everything, and I think, because, like, you know, for someone whose life outside of taking care of a bunch of little kids was probably really shitty, whose family had nothing, who had a brother addicted to drugs, a sister who had multiple kids by the age of 18. Like, that was pretty tame. Imagine if the tamest part of your life is filling up a kiddie pool with two kids who look up to you and love you like no other. Imagine if that's the tamest part of your day. And fortunately, my brother and I turned out mostly okay because of this. I mean, some of the physical things took a while to heal because of, like, you know, the shopping cart and the snake bites and all the other good stuff. But in hindsight, I think we turned out all right. And I think Cheyenne added a lot of flair to our lives. Thank you.
For more true stories, visit teej.fm. That's teej.fm. For classes in storytelling and upcoming stories shows, visit bigbluedoor.org.